You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple.
Hey, guys.
Take two, not my fault. Hello, everyone.
That's right. We have a very special guest with us today, and it's 100% her fault.
It's my sister-in-law, Virginia. She married my younger brother, Keith.
Yeah, so we have her here with us today. She actually runs an amazing business. Actually, before I get into that, I should say that we're actually in San Diego right now. We're recording this in November. You guys won't hear it till January, but it's actually November because we wanted to do it live because Virginia is one of my favorite people in this galaxy.
Same.
And we didn't want to do it over Zoom because, you know, why do it over Zoom when we can do it live and in person? Mm-hmm. And now we can give each other a hug when we're done.
Aww.
So, like I said, she runs an amazing business and she helps kids get with their college admissions, and she's actually helped two out of my three children get into college, because I don't know if you guys know this, but it's a lot of work to get kids into college these days. It's not like when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I filled out the application, I wrote a 500-word essay, and that was it, and I was done. I mean, I just went to community college, but there's so much work, and this lady who's sitting to my right knows all about it, and I'm excited to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Was that all we were going to say?
Yeah, that covered
it. I don't know. In the last take, you had some pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, and I forget all of it. It's gone. It's gone. You ruined it. So thanks a lot. Thanks
a
lot.
I did.
But I forget. It's gone. It's literally gone. But this is coming from the person that can forget what she's saying in the middle of the sentence.
So. That's not good for my business, Robin, to say that.
But no, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying that about me. I forget. I'm like mid-sentence. I'm like, what was I just talking about? So yeah, not you, because you're awesome.
If I keep doing that, then, you know,
you're
we'll do take 20.
Far more awesome. Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is take two. Okay. It's going to happen. We're going to do it.
All right.
So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. My name is Virginia Kerrigan Ruin. Since, as Chris said, I'm married to his brother. Originally from the Boston area, south of Boston, down in Duxbury. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to people on the East Coast, so they know.
Where I'm from, we call that Deluxeberry.
Yes, what can I say? We are not your typical Deluxeberians. My dad built our house. He's a contractor, so we just,
that's awesome.
Slid in there with the rich people. Anyway, I've got five brothers and sisters. All of them are entrepreneurs. Because we don't like working for other people.
That is totally fair. Totally fair.
So, again, Keith, my husband, has brought these amazing people into my life that are here showering me with praise, which is my favorite thing.
Well, as it should be. Well, and you are awesome, so you deserve it.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
So, as Robin said, I get kiddos into college. I absolutely love it. It's super fun for me. I've worked a lot of other jobs in education before I got here, and I've enjoyed every step. But the best part is that it did indeed bring me here to admissions, to my favorite thing to do.
So how did you get into education?
Okay, let's go way back.
Let's.
Because it doesn't even start in college. It starts as a teenager. So my younger brothers, you know, went to elementary school when I was in high school, and I was their tutor, mentor, you know, all the things through their whole high school experience. One of them had special needs, and I actually attended all his IEP meetings with my mom, since I was the one helping him at home. And, you know, that can be stressful for parents.
Yeah, so, yes.
So I was kind of there to support her, too. As time went on, I actually became the main contact for their teachers and anything else school-related, you know. There were a couple of rascals, so there was a lot to do to keep them focused.
I love that word.
Yeah, me too. So in high school, actually, you know, the focus kind of went on to my other brother, who was Rascal Plus, and I met with his team of teachers every other week before school. So there was a lot of interaction as a teenager.
Wow.
On those days, I'd get up at 4, I'd drive from where I was living then, Malden to Duxbury, pry them out of bed, get them to school, head to the meeting. So, you know, it was a lot, but it prepared me for what I'm doing now.
They were lucky to have you.
I would say so. I hope they realize that.
They do.
I think they do.
They definitely do. Yeah. Of course they do.
So, yeah, helping kids since I was a teenager.
Okay. And was I going to ask you a question now? Because now I forget.
I think we were going to talk about why I got into teaching.
Oh, yeah. That is what I was going to ask you. See? Thank you. See?
Yeah.
Thank
this
you.
Is good. Minimal notes is good. This is like the real deal.
Yeah. So let me start over. Is that why you got into teaching?
Yeah. Yes. That's all I have to say. No. Yeah. I decided to go for that teaching degree as an undergrad. And I happened to minor in business, which is great. Worked out later. I became an English teacher, and I loved that. But even more so, you know, I love kids helping to plan out their future. When I was in Boston, my students were dealing with a lot of challenges. And it was really an honor to help them through that.
Yeah.
You know, to
yeah.
see them through
yeah.
what, you know, they had going, whether it be, you know, social stuff at school, emotional stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know, family stress. And then I kind of like to flip the script by helping them and encouraging them to focus on what's going to happen in the future. You know, that they might have these things going on now, but they have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. So how did you do that?
Well, you know, I did that English teaching. Actually, I started teaching 4th. I thought elementary was kind of my thing. But I really fell in love with English during my college experience. So I then went ahead and taught 7th grade English. I ended up then going to high school, you know, it was kind yeah. of like, well, I like the little ones, but maybe a little older. They'll get my
yeah.
jokes, you know. and then high school, and I loved that. But again, I kind of became the person that kids came to with, you know, problems that they had and
aww.
Advice. And, you know, yeah, and I really loved that. But I'm perfectionist, so, you know, being the best teacher I could be and the best supporter I could be and
yeah.
the best, you know, what have you that I could be, you know, started to be a lot. I, you know, worked all the time. So I decided to go back to school. I actually was very blessed. I was able to go to Harvard.
Yes.
Big H.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. And then I went and got a certificate in school guidance in
okay.
Massachusetts. So I was super thrilled. I got a job as a student support counselor for Boston Public Schools.
Okay.
And then while I was doing that, I got offered a job to direct the Gear Up grant in Boston, which I'm guessing most of your listeners probably aren't familiar with.
I'm not even familiar with it. So.
Me either.
Yeah. So it stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs.
Okay.
So basically admissions,
yeah.
what I'm doing it now, except organized under a grant and reporting to people and red tape
okay.
and all that fun stuff.
Oh, red tape is always fun.
Yeah, good times. So I ran that until the grant ran out, and you know, while I was sad for the kids that the grant ran out, it was time to kind of fulfill my personal dream.
Yeah.
And have Keith and I get out here to San Diego and enjoy some sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it out here. I was just telling Keith today, because we had Keith out, just Chris and I had Keith out this morning, and I was saying how lucky you guys are to live here. There's so much stuff out here. We love it so much.
I feel really blessed every day I open the curtains and I'm like, wow, you know, lucky me.
Especially the non-snow.
Yeah. That's a big part of it.
It is. I lived in Boston and I parked on the street for 10 years.
Oh, well, good Lord.
Malden, just north of Boston.
So you had to shovel out your space.
And I'm the best parallel parker, and that's the only plus. That is the only plus. It was like a living nightmare. So,
that's a skill, because once I was able to parallel park without hitting either car in front of me or behind me one time. Every other time I've taken out one or both.
Right.
Whatever. That's their fault. They're being too close to me, I guess.
Yes, it is.
It's not my problem.
Well, back in the day, Gen X, you could bang into people's cars and it was okay.
It wasn't. They were built different back in the day.
Exactly.
They're much more fragile now, fragile, as some people would say. As I would say.
Not Chris, right?
No, that was a reference to A Christmas Story.
Oh, okay.
We say fragile. Have you seen that movie?
Maybe not. Growing up, it was more like horror movies. You guys, it was like Disney, and I was like horror. So Keith and I kill at 90s trivia.
Okay. maybe we should do trivia next time we're out here.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
so
that
when
does
did
sound
you
like
start your business?
I started.
Oh, look at Chris getting us back on track.
I know.
I love it. Thank you.
Chris.
Thank you.
Good job. I started in 2008.
That's the name, okay.
Yeah.
It's almost 16 years now.
Yeah, about that. Let's see. Four, whatever. that's exactly right, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, we're both looking at him like he's got three heads right now. I'm like, stop throwing math into the mix.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation right now. I don't do math on vacation.
He's got a calculator out. But yeah, definitely. So we've been here for 18, but I spent the first couple of years getting to know the California system.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's very much the same, East Coast and most of the country, but out here the public colleges are super highly funded. It's
okay.
It's a completely different process.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to go ahead, and I knew I had to go ahead and learn that before I could really do my best job out here.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That way you're giving your students the best.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to start your own business?
Yeah.
Which is called Total
Student
Support. Yes, I love it.
We probably should have said that right at the beginning.
Yeah, we should have.
Who knows how many people we've already lost?
Well, no, we haven't lost anybody because our listeners are amazing.
We'll
but,
put the link in the notes.
Yeah, we're going to link it in the show notes, of course.
And
that's great. We'll say it a few more times just to make up for it.
Yes.
So.
You mean you'll say Total Student Support?
Yes, I'm going to say Total Student Support like 20 more times.
Yeah, I know. That's great. No, I honestly appreciate it because I do work with kids all across the country.
Yeah, now, you helped us. Obviously, we're in Massachusetts and you
talked
two of our boys through it.
Right.
So we wouldn't have been able to do it without you because, guys, I'm not kidding. It's complicated.
To us it is.
Yeah. To us as like just regular parents. Yeah. Obviously not to you because you know what you're doing. But we would not have been able to do it without you. So.
Yeah. And I'm
here
for
the math SAT.
Yeah. And I'm here for you for the third. You know, when you get there.
Yes. Thank you. We know. We know how to find you.
Of course.
And we will find you. And so will all the other Rewinds. They're all coming up behind.
I know.
Nathan,
I was thinking
Jonah,
that.
So
like
coming.
In 2 years when, you know, I'm going to have like everybody.
Daisy
so
and
cool.
Chloe are coming soon. Shout out to Chloe, our biggest fan.
Thank you, Chloe.
She's one of our nieces. Hi, Chloe.
Hi,
but they're coming up. They're going to high school. Chloe's going into high school next year, which is ridiculous. Because wasn't she just born like a week ago?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that happened. But
I just helped her with her application to get into her private high school, which was pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
She probably didn't even need the help. She's a good kid.
Yeah, she's a smarty pants.
Yeah.
And I just realized I never answered the actual question that you asked.
So this is us. This is like just normal getting off topic.
This is our life.
Yeah. Okay, so yes.
Yeah, what made me decide
what
to
made
start
you decide to start total
student
support?
Right. Well, I wanted to keep doing what I was doing in Massachusetts, but in business for myself, again, rather than working for others. I was, super excited about having that flexibility, being in charge of my own career. And side note, I actually lost all of my licenses and certifications when I moved out here. So
I wouldn't have even thought of that. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's unfortunate. You know, certain states have, you know, agreements that reciprocity agreements. But yeah, California has kind of the highest standards in certification. So, you know, after getting through my master's and an additional certificate, I really didn't want to go back to school for 2 years.
So that's
kind of crazy. But luckily I had that, you know, admissions experience for several years in Boston. So I was ready to take that into an educational consulting model.
So what's the main mission of your business?
Okay. The mission. Well, I suppose I could pull up my website. But let me put it this way.
What is your website before you put it
that way? Actually, it's www.getyourkidintocollege.com. But it also, if you do www.totalstudentsupport.com, that also works.
Beautiful.
Yes, after I started the business.
Were you about to give me a high five?
Yeah, I was going to give you a high five.
We're high fiving. You guys can't see us.
Exactly. Anyway, so for students, you know, they work like 4 years really hard, you know, to earn those grades. And most of them, many of them participate in sports, giant commitment. They do a wide variety of other activities.
Jobs, for sure.
You know, so they're growing personally. They're also doing, you know, service activities that help their schools, communities. So, you know, also a lot of them, unfortunately, sorry guys, they're back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take standardized tests, the SAT, the ACT, to help their admissions chances. What I'm really getting to is they've got all this effort they put in, you know, and they deserve the help they need to craft their best possible college applications.
Yes.
You know, they've worked so hard.
Yes.
Right? You know, get them admitted to the to colleges that are best for them. Another, I guess, a mission, I guess it wouldn't be typical, but one of my other favorite things is just making the process super easy for students and families. I think you mentioned earlier in your process that, you know, it's stressful, right?
Yes, you know,
people are
really
very
is.
Stressed about it. It's certainly, you hear that word and, you know, people automatically get stressed. Any parent that's about to be dealing with it. So, you know, I've been doing it for about 25 years. Well, between this business and my business at home. Would you like to do the math, Chris?
I'll give it to you.
Okay. All right. You're going to give me that one. Anyway, the families they work with, they can be confident, you know, knowing their child has guidance through the whole gig, the whole process, and they're going to submit top-notch, you know, applications.
Yeah.
And another cool thing is, you know, parents don't need to be all over their kids to get things done.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice to have that off our plate. Like,
yes.
When you were doing it for our other two that were applying to college,
yep.
We didn't have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what needed to be done, when it needed to be done by.
Mm-hmm.
And
gave them deadlines.
You gave them deadlines, reminders, and you took that off our plate.
Right.
And we thank you for that.
No, I mean, honestly, it's
seriously.
A big deal. And
it
I
is.
Appreciate that. And it, obviously, I love doing it. It's my pleasure. And
right.
Your family, obviously. And we adore it. We're favorites and, you know, all that.
Yeah, obviously.
So, yeah, I mean, getting back to it, really, you know, imagine the difference of having, like, and as you have, you know, you could be yelling at your kid for months, did you do this, did you do that, and then researching yourself and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, you can have a harmonious household, you know, when you know you're working with someone. I'm almost all referrals, so you know your kid's in good hands, you know, and you know, bottom line is kids put in so much effort, so many sacrifices, and we want them to go somewhere, you know, they can excel, most importantly, be happy,
yeah,
graduate, you know, prepared for their next step.
Yeah.
And their parents, you know, don't have to have like nervous breakdowns or whatever.
No, as a parent, I appreciate that. Yeah. Seriously. So what exactly, like what services do you provide exactly?
Okay, so...
Because I know you've got a range.
Yeah, I'm torn. You know, I made like a bullet point here and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, there's like so many things.
Yeah.
So I'll try to run you through kind of like a typical student.
Okay.
So I do everything that has to do with getting into college. The program is comprehensive. I walk students through the entire process. You know, and of course... some families come to me, they only want help with one aspect. And while that can be an option, you know, I get to know my students really well. And it really helps, not just with essays, but throughout, you know, the whole process. You know, yeah. I know with students I need to stay on top of.
Right,
I know which students have got it in between sessions.
I feel like one of my children was one that you needed to stay on top of. Sorry.
No comment. He's great. I love him.
He is great. I love him too, but I know how he is.
Yeah. So I'll run you through, I guess, what it's like for a typical student, right? And I'll mention a caveat that some students, of course, they need more help in more areas than others.
Right,
or they
course.
Come knowing some of what they want to do. But I'll mention all of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So let's see. We typically start with... Again, for a student that doesn't have that, you know, decided yet, or even if they do, you know, career interests and major selection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these kids are 16 years old.
I know. I know. I've said this to all of my children at one point.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life when you're 16
yeah.
years old?
Yeah. And like you were saying, when we applied, it was a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to declare.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And not everyone has to declare across the United States, but most, and especially in California.
Yeah.
Again, California just being a different beast. I don't know why. But
when I entered college, I knew I wanted to be an accountant.
Really?
A cool accountant.
Oh, okay.
And look, you succeeded.
There aren't that many of those. Can I shout out my friend Chrissy, who's also
yes.
a cool accountant?
Yes. Hello, Chrissy, the cool accountant.
If she's auditing or tax.
Tax.
Or, okay.
Okay. Oh, so she
so
is cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that is cool because that's okay. what Chris does.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the silliest person I know. She's fabulous. So anyway, yeah, most kids don't know what they're going to do for
right.
the rest of their lives, and that
right.
is more than understandable. So let's see. Then we go on to get to the major, their interests, their passions. You know, I suggest different majors that might be a good fit. You know, often there's some conversation, of course, with parents when necessary.
Right.
So when we get that narrowed down, we go ahead and start making their college list. You know, obviously it's going to consider things like location of the college, size of the student body, level of competitiveness.
Right.
And then, you know, things that are really specific to certain students, right? Some might want to go to a Division I. Some
right,
might
right.
want to make sure there's a football team, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So... luckily, you know, over the 25 years, I've gained a lot of knowledge about colleges, living on both coasts, you know, especially.
Yep.
So it certainly helps. So we go ahead and make that long list. I call that first, which is all kinds of colleges that might be a good fit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next step is researching more about each college. Now, I ask students to do large part of that outside of meetings, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The parents, I want them to get everything they need from me, but like... not pay for anything they don't.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
Because we want to be fair. And this
right.
is, you know, this process, it's kind of crazy what people charge out here, you know. So, anyway, you know, want to make sure things are fair and kids are doing what they can do.
Yeah.
So make that long list. Students do some research. Then we go ahead and narrow it down together. Start with schools they're likely to get into, match their profile. You know, again, very generally, their grades and their test
right.
scores and all that kind of fun stuff. But, of course, we're going to include reach schools whose requirements are above those numbers.
Okay.
And safety schools we know they'll get into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
So this brings us to my favorite thing in the world, in my business, which is essays. And they are... a real tipping point for college applications.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And they're typically the most stressful part for students.
Yes.
Especially students that have trouble with writing,
yeah,
or they're not sure what the college is looking for, you know, and that's absolutely, obviously I know the process now, yeah, but that's my strongest, you know, being an English teacher, obviously,
right,
and being working with colleges all these years and formally working with colleges back in the East Coast,
yeah,
and
yes,
having access to directors of admissions and stuff, that really helps. So, geez, this is a long answer to a short question. But, yeah, we want to make sure they have reach schools, you know, places they think they can't get into. But because those essays are such tipping points, you know, we want them to aim high, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Use a cliche.
That
yeah
makes sense.
So, you know, got a great track record, if I do say so. moving on. Yeah, so we finish out that college list. Then, as you were mentioning earlier, Robin, you know, we map out absolutely everything that needs to be completed for each application,
right,
which is their timeline.
Okay.
Then we work backwards to complete applications due soonest and
yeah
then on. So
yeah
that makes logical sense, of course.
Absolutely.
I also advise them on which of their teachers, excuse me, they should ask for recommendations.
Yes.
And you'd be surprised. There are good reasons why sometimes students should use teachers they wouldn't have previously thought of.
Okay.
A lot of them think they need to go into, like, what their career, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have to go to my, you know, science teacher because I have a science yeah career. But, you know, there's other really important things to look at.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then there's all the little household things like, hey, get your transcripts ordered. You know, we make sure that everything is in. And
yep
it's funny because parents are worried about that. And I'm like, that would never happen. Like, you know what I mean? This is like literally my job. Like everything.
Yes, you've got every base covered.
I have to,
yeah,
you know?
You do have to.
Yeah, especially yeah if I'm saying, don't worry about it. I've got it,
right,
you know? So, of course. Let's see. What else? I mentioned my very favorite part, obviously, college essays.
And what I think is very good that you do is you don't have to be central in California. You do meet clients
mm-hmm
in person.
Yes.
Some students
yes
need that in person.
Yes.
But you also offer over the
Zoom
internet,
yep,
email, Zoom. So you can interact with students
yes
all over the world.
Right.
To help
yep
them out. But you offer meeting in person too.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought that up because when everything went over Zoom, it was like my heart broke because that's what I love to do. But like I said before, I want students to get to know me, you know, create
right
a personal relationship and how it, you know, knowing them helps, you know, across the entire.
I thought you were going to spill that.
I almost spilled my water onto my computer, like more than halfway through this. And then it would have been a third take and I never.
Nope. We're going to leave that in. I said no more takes. We're getting
right
it on this take.
True.
But go on. Zoom.
I'm probably one of the only professionals that I know that really prefers that in person or out of my colleagues, because obviously it's more efficient. It's higher money making when you're not
right
traveling. And,
right,
but yeah, I had a girl yesterday that said, can you meet in person? It was such a breath of fresh air. I always encourage to meet
yeah
students in person if they're, you know,
local,
reasonably within my vicinity.
Yeah.
You know, I'll meet them. I'll make it, you know, easy for them as much
right
as I can. But luckily, I have finally embraced the Zoom. And that's awesome because, you know, I have a lot of friends and all that good stuff that want help for their kids. And,
yeah
and this, you know,
yes
obviously in other parts of the country. So,
yes.
Yeah.
It's
so
amazing.
So how do you advertise and get new clients?
Not a whole lot. How do I put this?
Well, I would say word,
so
of, like mouth.
Word of mouth.
Exactly.
Word of mouth. Because every time I know someone who is having a kid get ready into that college age and they're
mm-hmm
stressing out, I was like, let me give you my sister-in-law's contact information.
Right.
They're perfect for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. You know, I'm really lucky. I've kind of a natural knack with kids, you know. I love working with my students, so and people do want to have that referral, so they feel comfortable.
Right.
I will say, when I first started the business, I joined a co-working space with a lot of professional, like-minded entrepreneurs.
That's
super
a great
helpful
idea.
Yeah, I really needed to do that, and then I had office space.
Yeah.
They also had networking events. These are some of the things that I would, like you said, and I'd also recommend to other people, you know, that there's a lot of networking. So I've stopped marketing at this point after the first few years. I'm very, you know, blessed to have all the referrals, but that's a bit dangerous. I wouldn't really recommend people do that for themselves, but yeah, a lot of heavy in the beginning, and then I just kind of got to step back.
Yeah, I love that. That's amazing for you.
That's like, thank God, because networking events can be like, they can be rough.
Yeah. I'm sure. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, what advice would you give someone else who's trying to start up their own small business?
Okay. I would say do your homework, you know, make sure everyone has things like, wouldn't it be cool to XYZ? But you've got to make sure you have the skills you need for the type of business you want to do.
Okay.
You know, I mentioned before, I had to learn the college system for California,
right.
You know, obviously already knew it for the East Coast and et cetera. But the first 2 years in San Diego, you know, I didn't start it right away. So, but I did have a regular job.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with military families, supporting the kids while I was doing all my research. And Christian knows a little bit about military families.
A little bit.
Yeah. I know that every military base I've been on, the family support office was one of our first stops, and it helps everyone in the family when you go there.
Yeah. So
it's
that was
thankful service.
Well, we thank you for your service. And there are 6 or 7 of you who are in the service, right?
Yeah.
My dad and all kinds of things. So I was really lucky that I got into something that I liked, you know, and had the income to support me, you know, obviously me and Keith, to be able to, you know, have that information that I learned over those 2 years while, you know, making a living. And that's a really important thing, you know, talking about making a living. I'd say you've got to have some savings. You got to have an alternate income stream when you're getting your business off the ground. Because if you are you just starting to not only learn and launch your business, but you have that pressure of, you know, the bottom line, you know, it's stressful enough at the beginning. Like I said, all of a sudden I'm in a new place and I'm going to these network events that I don't know anyone and I'm just putting my best face on, and you want to have that backup. And I know that's hard. You know, it's United States, everybody's just trying to make a living, but you know, you've really got to be financially prepared to not like take off right away.
Yeah, that's the best advice that I've heard. Yeah.
Would you say that would be the hardest part of being an entrepreneur?
You know,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think getting it going, Chris, probably.
In the beginning?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still worried. You know, lucky, you know, I have Keith. And I was, you know, had my other job, but, you know, again, coming out here without those certifications and all that, I was, that job was very low paying. I mean, we're talking like, I think I made, they offered me $34,000, which was crazy. Even 20 years ago, that was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was not like I was putting a bunch away.
Right.
But, you know, enough that we had a little bit of a cushion. So I'd say when you say, Chris, what was most important, I'd say that would be the most stressful part, right? Most people know that most businesses don't start making money for a year or two, especially restaurants. Again, I was lucky that it wasn't the case for me, but you've got to not be stressed while you're, you know, you got to keep positive, be excited about your business. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. Okay. Definitely it was.
All right. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, that's a tough one. You know, and my husband and I have been talking a lot about this one lately. Jonah will be in college, our son Jonah,
yes.
Who's 16.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh, I know.
He's my God. Boy. What is happening?
I know. He's a man now. We got here the other day and I saw him and like he's changed. He's grown up so much since the last time I saw him in person. I hate it.
I hate it so much. It like stresses me out every day.
I know. it's crazy.
Yeah. So what I was kind of looking at back home, you know, earlier than when we went, I was kind of like when caravans were out. But before that, I was thinking, you know, maybe I'd become a dean of students, something like that. And obviously we have, you know, loads of local colleges here, especially public colleges. We're mostly private and mass.
Right.
So I've thought about possibly getting into a situation like that. You know, it's very... I know, but don't even say it. Don't say it.
Okay.
Okay, you can say it if you want.
It's okay. I'm just going to look away because I'm about to laugh.
Okay.
And we're not starting over. We're like 31 minutes into this. Yeah. We're not starting over.
Oh, my God. 31 minutes? Yeah. I'm so boring. We need to pick this up.
No, this is awesome.
So what would you say you've grown the most?
She burped, by the way. Like, we have to tell people what we're laughing at over here.
Okay, so I'll just finish in 5 years. I think I'll always be doing this business to some degree because I love it.
And you're good at it.
And I'm good at it. And, you know, whether it's part-time and I'm trying something new, maybe part-time, but stop it right now. I'll always be doing it to some degree. I've had some really cool relationships with families, too, that...
I bet.
Have stuck with me. Yeah, it's amazing.
Have you stayed in touch with any that, sorry to interrupt, that like just came to me?
I'm so glad you asked because I wanted to start talking about that and then like stop 30 minutes.
No, you're totally fine.
I can honestly say, I'd say at least like 80% of either the student or the family is still in touch with me.
That's awesome.
I go to graduations. Aww. I've received these ridiculous, amazing gifts, like jewelry, like crazy stuff.
Oh, that's so nice.
You know, not that I'm not materialistic, but it's just the level of appreciation is so high. And it's really exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love to hear that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some of the others. Oh, we've been to Christmas dinner, at one of my family's houses.
Really?
We've, you know, again, graduations. It's just amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
and cool. A lot of students that go out of state when they're home will like go to lunch and stuff.
Oh,
I mean, it's kind of crazy.
That's great.
I love that. I love it so much.
That's awesome.
So if you could go back from the beginning, would you change anything?
You know, I don't think I would. Yes, actually. I have to think for a second. I would offer admissions as my primary business from the start.
Okay.
You know, I really started out doing way too many things. And it did come down to that, like, bottom line.
Yeah.
But it, you know, we had alternate income streams was good, too. So, you know, as much as you can get, you know, quote, your target market, you know, and exactly what you want to do nail down early on is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my favorite thing to do. But what was I saying when I was out at these stressful networking events? I was saying, oh yeah, you know, I can tutor at any level. I was teaching second graders to read. I was tutoring high school physics, you know, good times, you know, remembering all that stuff. I was like, I'm your woman. I can do anything. So it was... It was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a very broad range.
I was doing so many different things and spreading myself too thin as well.
Yeah, that's too much. But, all right, I have to ask you this.
Okay.
I'm scared. You can't get into any specifics, and I understand that, but do you have any horror stories that you might want to share about that's happened with this job?
Oh, good God.
Anything wild or just, like, wild stories?
No, there's, well...
I'm just curious.
I don't think anything wild, but, well, yeah, bordering. Yeah, there are some. If I had to kind of tell you what maybe was the most typical, really difficult thing that comes up is when parents have vastly different ideas about where their child should go, what their child should do.
Okay.
And especially, of course, when it clashes with what students want to do.
Yeah.
And then we get, it's threefold. It's dad wants this, mom wants this. Oh, the child wants this.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, it's such a personal process that I don't mind doing a little therapy along the way, trying to get people, like, onto the same page.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've got to, you know, my time goes into my students, and
yes,
I've got to
yes.
keep myself available for them. So I will ask the parents to pick a contact every time. And now I do that with every single client.
Yeah.
And so they can kind of work out those things.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. They can figure that out amongst themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's something that has changed over time. You know, taking multiple calls from parents, you know, obviously they can check in. But if I'm going to focus on their students so they don't have to worry, it's just, you know, extra time. What else?
So what is your favorite part of the job? And what I think it might be is getting that phone call from a kid saying, I just got accepted.
Oh, my God. It's the best. Yeah.
It must be such a high.
It is. It's amazing.
A lot of screaming.
Yes. Yeah. It's unbelievable, you know, and it's actually super cool. The students call, a lot of times the parents call, you know, but it's like, you know, when parents have entered the process looking like, oh, we got this kid is not going to get in anywhere, or it's not your typically super high achieving, you know, client that might come to me, you know, it's like zero to hero. Like I'm the hero.
Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
It is. Those
Virginia to the rescue.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it's really, really cool. Obviously, when acceptances come in, that's probably, you know, the coolest part. But honestly, for me, my favorite part really, well, I don't know. That's the acceptances are the best, probably. But just taking the stress out of process, again, for families.
Mm. Yeah.
My second year in business, a mom said to me, this is what I was kind of focused on. This is my job, getting kids into college.
Yeah.
And she said, and I quote, thank you for taking this process over and giving my son back to me for his last year at home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah. We cried.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, and essays. As far as the process, essays are my fave.
Yeah. Well, you're good at it.
I love it. Yeah. It's a good time. And nobody can believe it. Like, everyone's like, okay, this, like, you know, I'm still editing for, you know, the current cycle.
Yes.
And you guys are here. So we're spending all our days together. But I'm like, I got it. I'll do it late night, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you miss. There are times where I'll wake up at, like, 5:30, 6 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And this chick hasn't even gone to bed yet.
I know.
It'll be, like, 3:30, 4 in the morning. And you're still at it. On the internet, and I'm like, oh, my God, go to bed.
I know. I try to, like, show that I'm not on. But when I start getting messages from people on the East Coast, like, what are you still doing? I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's time to get some sleep.
Mm-hmm. But I'm a super late night owl to begin with.
You are.
Yeah. So happy to do it.
Yeah. It's funny. So let me ask you, I don't even know if you've kept count, but how many success stories do you have under your belt?
Okay. Chris, get out the calculator.
I was going to say, if you don't have an exact count, that's fine.
Of course, yeah. Well, in Boston, of course, you know, over many years, I've worked with hundreds of students, probably thousands, you know, working with several different high schools. But I will kind of brag about this stat, you know, that we went ahead and researched. The college admissions, right?
Yeah.
Admittances increased by 24%. Over the three high schools that I was working with. And that's an inner city system, you know, and I followed through with my students. You know, sometimes kids have to stay home and, you know, help feed the family and all that stuff. And, you know, I did a bunch of home visits actually to try to, you know, figure out how a kid can go. But I mean, for just about a quarter of students to now have the option, you know,
that's amazing.
Yeah. That was super, super impactful for me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So here in San Diego, I do the business part-time with Jonah, you know, my man. It's been so amazing having that flexibility. So if you take the years, the number of students I take a year, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200.
That is an amazing number.
Thank you.
I feel like I've said amazing too much, but that is really awesome.
That's 200 happy families.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for reals. I haven't had
anyone
like... I want a refund yet.
Right.
you know, the number one's not guaranteed, but it's, you know, usually the result, you know, yeah. certainly top two. So
yeah,
very lucky.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize, but it's like a year time job because you have early admissions.
Yes.
You have late admissions.
Yep.
And it's like a whole year process where
it is.
The kid can apply at different stages of the year and get accepted. Yep.
Yeah, for rolling admissions, that's certainly the case.
Right.
And the fact that I do, you know, the whole country and East Coast deadlines are actually much later.
Right.
So I'm doing, you know, several months at a time specifically doing, you know, the admissions process. Mm-hmm. And if parents get to me early enough, I can help them decide what classes to take, you know, and other mm-hmm. things, different summer opportunities kids are interested in, you know, that mm-hmm. that might help them grow and doesn't hurt, you know, the application.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So how do people get in touch with you if they want to hire you? What's your contact?
Well, you have to, you know, write to this horrible last name spelling that you brought into my life.
Yeah, same. Same. That's why I just tell people my last name is Rue.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's the Rue year coming up. Okay, that's so my email is Virginia.
And we'll put this in the comments, too.
Oh, yeah, we can put... We'll put your contact information in the show notes, too. But
yeah. No, I'll say it as well. So yes. Virginia Like the State dot Ruine, RUEHRWEIN, as in Nancy, at post.harvard.edu, which proves that I did indeed go to Harvard.
Yes. You did, though.
Yeah. So my phone number is 619-933-0817.
Awesome.
And I know we've been going on forever. But I just thought of a success story that I would love to share on a personal level.
Let's hear it.
Because the numbers are there. But okay. So I started working with this lovely young girl, you know, many, many years ago. She, I did her SAT prep with her.
Yeah.
She actually also had some IEP stuff going on.
Okay.
So I helped her to get extra time on her SAT.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did a whole lot better than she had done the first time. Anyway, then she came to me pretty early for that, which happens a lot. Kids will take their standardized test junior year, come back for admission senior year. Depending on the timing, sometimes it's seamless. But anyway, so she came back. She wanted to go to a large UC school.
Yep.
So we went through the whole admissions process with her. You know, the UC apps are pretty involved. And she was admitted to her top choice, which was UCI.
Yay.
So I was thrilled with that. You know, I'd gotten to know her, her family. And then she came back to me another few years later. She wanted to go to medical school.
Oh, wow.
So then I did some research, like, can I help someone get into medical school? And I found that, you know, a lot of that isn't about all the medical experiences and terminology. It is in part.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of it is just being able to, again, have that essay that really gives you a picture of the unique student.
Right.
I don't think I mentioned that. That's what essays are really all about, getting to who the child is. And what I want admissions committees to do is look at it, read about the student, you know, again, get to the heart of that and think, hey, I want this student to be a part of my community.
Yeah.
It's not like this is the best application, you know? Anyway, getting back. So I went ahead and did her medical school applications with her, and that's a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, she applied to, like, maybe 50 medical
schools. Yeah. No, I've heard that's common, though.
Yeah. Whereas my students, it's around 12 typically, sometimes a little bit more. Not like 4 when we were young and we knew we'd get in.
Right, exactly.
So, long story short, fast forward another 3 years, and she needs to do an externship.
Oh my god.
Which I won't explain, but she got that externship that she wanted, and this just sounds too good to be true, but it literally is all true. And then she came back to me this past summer. We did her residency applications, and we're texting back and forth about how those interviews are going. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, the family's been with me for like almost 10 years, and I've eaten dinner at their house, I've been to graduations, and I'm going to her wedding in a few months.
Oh my god, I love that.
Success story.
Yeah, so what could, for me, I don't know what would be a more rewarding job to do.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Especially if it's like a blast for me.
Yeah, especially.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's amazing. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we wrap it up? Just making sure that you sure said you everything.
Are you sure you want to put that out there?
Well, you know, what do you want to talk about? We've got time. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I've tended to go on quite a lot.
No, you have not. We did get off track a few times, but
yeah, well, that would be good. That would be us.
It was good.
But yeah, I am not a salesperson, so I'm not going to say, you know, call me, because that's not what I'm like. But if you
call her,
right. But you know, if you like what you've heard, and I would love to, you know, hear from you, and we can get you on the year long, you know, calendar.
Yes, I worked with her twice. Yeah. Or she worked with two of my kids. Well, really, you can, we took a step back. Well, you did all the hard stuff.
Right. Right.
So I speak from experience.
Right. Ah, your family. I don't know if they'll listen to you.
This is true. But it was invaluable. It really was.
No, I appreciate that. And I feel like I had one thing and now I lost it. It's a must. We might have to start over.
Oh my God, we are not starting over. No. We're 46 minutes into it. This is set in stone. Yeah. This is, we're going to publish this around the beginning of January.
Yeah, cool.
I forget the exact date. Yeah. I can't even tell people what's coming up next week because I don't know. Because it's only November. I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it was.
See?
Yeah.
Look at that.
There we go.
Look at that.
I do something
that... It's a Festivus miracle.
None of my colleagues that I am aware of... When I say colleagues, I mean other people that do have businesses like mine. We don't work together necessarily. But I offer a free consultation.
Oh, beautiful.
And in that consultation, you know, I want everyone to benefit. So even if the price point doesn't work for you, I will sit there and I will answer every question that a person has. You know, typically, you know, there's a good vibe and we end up working together.
Yeah.
But that's something that people don't do. And I feel like what could be more important than feeling like, when it comes to the process, not in life, but then feeling comfortable with the person that's going to take up this process that is life-changing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I agree.
I still do that.
That connection is important.
Yeah. And there's nothing negative about it. In fact, there have been, last year, there was a gal I was actually full and it didn't work out. And another gal who, you know, the price point didn't work out.
Yeah.
And they both sent people to me the next year and they hadn't even worked with me.
Oh, wow.
Just, you know, that's having very cool. Those good communications and let me know if you have questions. I've got you. I'm here for you. So,
that's amazing.
I'm really, really, really lucky.
You are. Because you're awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. We all know this.
All right. That's it for us. See you later, alligator.
Wow, you just like went right into that. Okay, well, and a wild crocodile.
And, you know, see you sometime.
See you never.
Whatever's happening. Thank you for listening to me if you're still here.
Okay, bye.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.